The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every morning is a new opportunity to take in the news of the day and the challenges of life and try to make sense of it all. Right now, we've got a show that tackles the topics and asks what you think. So get ready to start your day with a bold look at history as it happens. Let's learn, live, and sometimes laugh together. It's the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM, The Answer.
Kicking off Hour 3 of the Mark Davis Show with Paul Gleiser sitting in for Mark. Taking your calls, 866-660-5759, and reminding you, asking you, to follow me at my weekly column, YouTellMeTexas.com. I say what's on my mind, you say what's on yours. It's a dialogue, YouTellMeTexas.com. We are taking your calls, 866-660-5759. If you can't call, you can text at that number, same number, 866-660-5759. 660-5759. Brian and Irving, you're next on the Mark Davis Show. What do you say?
Hi, Paul. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm really excited. Hi, I'm really excited about Trump's latest grift, selling Bibles. Do you think it can be as successful as Trump University or Trump Steaks?
Obviously, you're not a Trump supporter.
Why would you say that?
Well, because you just used the word grift. You brought Trump University is used against Trump.
It was a very successful university, don't you think?
Well, no, I don't think it certainly wasn't a financial success, and they had to settle some lawsuits. Some people who thought that they had been ripped off. I don't think you could call it a success.
Oh, but Trump Steaks was really successful, right?
Okay, Brian, you're making a point. Go ahead and make it.
I think it's great that a billionaire who is not into religion whatsoever is selling Bibles to raise money.
Okay,
perfect sense.
Okay, you have me at the disadvantage, Brian. I don't know about him selling Bibles, so enlighten me here.
It's been all over the news the past 24 hours.
He's okay, well, you know Bibles. What? I've had a lot going on the last 24 hours, so I missed it. So enlighten me.
Y'all, he's selling Bibles. It's got the American flag on it because we all know that Jesus was American. And they're only $59.99. It sounds like a great deal. And he's helping make America great again. He's selling Bibles for $60 with his name on it.
Brian, let me ask you a question. In his 4 years as president, to which of his policies did you object?
I actually like most of his policies. The problem is he's a sociopathic narcissist that drive the country off of a cliff, and he tried to overthrow an election. Other than that, he's wonderful.
Enlighten me how he tried to overthrow an election. Enlighten me how he tried to overthrow an election.
I don't know. Maybe he tried to come up with fake electorate lists. Maybe he pressured the DOJ to put out a statement saying the election was corrupt. Maybe he summoned a mob to peacefully and patriotically protest and fight like hell and you're going to lose your country, and went to the Capitol. But besides those things, he's done nothing wrong.
Brian, can
Hello?
You hear me? Brian, can
yeah.
you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, it's producer Rhonda Kay. And I have this really interesting question for you of why you would call and why I have a couple of you trolls that call this show and a show that is so open to hearing other people's opinions, and we want to... We welcome all opinions. You know, we don't stack the lines. We don't only take the people that we call. But I get people like you who are disingenuous and call and tell me that you want to go live on the air to ask oh, why is Trump, this Trump, these Trump legal challenges, they're a witch hunt from DOJ. Why can't you just be honest when you call and actually tell us the reason why you call instead of whether it's me in there sitting in the chair or if I have someone sitting in for me, that you sit there and you're just so disingenuous that you're not brave enough to actually tell us the real reason why you want to come on. Why can't you just have the decency and the chutzpah to just call and say, you know what? Trump isn't my guy. I don't stand up for him. But you have to go and, like a little swiveling weasel, go and lie to the person who answers the phone about the reason why you want to talk to whether it's Mark or the guest host. You do it time and time again. And you like you don't even take have any respect for what we're trying to do here.
I know. You're trying to poison all the dumb idiots out there. And how dare I embarrass you guys.
Yeah, but hey, but hold on, Brian. Answer her question. Why not just be honest about what you wanted to talk about? Because we'd have put you on. Why not be honest? Because I'm reading this. I'm reading the screen here. It says, Brian Irving, Trump legal cases are a witch hunt from our DOJ. I quite reasonably picked up the line thinking that's what you want to talk about. It wasn't what you want to talk about. Why didn't you say what you wanted to talk about? I still would have taken your call. Why couldn't you be honest?
When you're really a liar, how are you any better than what you claim that you have issues with Donald Trump? You are a liar.
If I called and said, I think it's ridiculous, his latest grift of selling Bibles.
Not only would we take you, we would respect you for at least standing up for what you're saying instead of being a little liar.
I would have jumped on that call because I like calls. I like taking calls from guys like you, Brian.
What if you saw on your screen the question, why is it that 40 of 44 former Trump cabinet members have not endorsed them, and many have called them
Brian, your premise here is that we wouldn't have taken that call, and we would have absolutely taken that call.
That's an absolute false altercation, Brian. If you had the decency to just be upfront and honest, then you would see whether it's Mark Davis or any of our guest hosts, you would probably get moved to the top of the line, because guess what? That's what we do here. This is a talk show. We welcome people with varying different opinions and perspectives. That's what this show is about. It's perspectives. But yet you don't even have the backbone to stand up and be honest about what you stand for.
Paul, are you real MAGA like Marjorie Taylor Greene, or are you fake MAGA like Ted Cruz, Tucker Carlson, Lindsey Graham, Elise Stefanik, in that you really do not like Trump and do not like MAGA? But you kind of need a job, so you're going along.
Oh yeah,
with
so that's the exact reason. You know, Brian, that's the exact reason I'm doing this is because I kind of need a job because I'm being so richly paid to be here filling in on this show. It's because I'm so desperate for money that I need to take day work like this in order to survive. No, Brian, I am a rock-ribbed conservative. I am a rock-ribbed believer in the American dream. I'm a rock-ribbed... Hold on. You ask the question, I get to answer.
You support Trump.
Hold on. I'm going to answer your question. I am a rock-ribbed believer in the Constitution, and I am a rock-ribbed believer in the wisdom of the American people. And so I support Trump because he believes in the American people, and he is not an elitist who looks down his nose at the American people. And for all of his manifest faults, and there's a long list of them that I will fully acknowledge, I don't think he is a perfect man. There's a lot of things about him I would change. I have taken heat on this show from callers about things that I have said critical of Donald Trump. I am not a blind supporter of Donald Trump, but in the aggregate, he comes the closest to being somebody who represents the interests of the people in the heartland of this country that are the ones that are making the country work, and that's why I support him.
And you keep doling out the poison to those people to make them believe this nonsense.
I'm doling out no poison. First of all, you call it poison if you want to. You want to disagree with me, Brian? That is your absolute privilege, and that's why we have this forum. But I don't think of it as poison. I think of it as believing in the constitutional republic that was founded on this continent 240 years ago. I believe in letting the people decide how they will be governed. I don't believe believe in being governed by a small cabal of elites who think they know better than us rubes out here in the sticks. That's what I believe, right. Brian.
When is your next QAnon meeting?
Oh, you know what, Brian? We have descended into idiocy, and I appreciate your call. Next time you call, now hold on. Next time, you know what? Watch this, Brian. Okay, go ahead.
One last question for you.
Yeah.
You know what would be a good show?
What?
You should interview the people that wrote, there's a great white paper out called the Autocrat Playbook for 2025. I think it's by Project Democracy. You would think it was written by AOC and Pelosi and Schumer, but guess what? It was written by all staunch conservative think tank types. Okay. Why do so many conservatives see Trump as a complete danger? Because he is. Okay. The people like yourselves in the entertainment wing of the GOP,
all right,
you guys are going along with it because, hey, you know, who wants to be the Liz Cheney of talk radio?
You know what, Brian, when I walk in here, and I got to let you go because we've got other people waiting and it can't be all a one-caller show, but I'm gonna close by saying this. When I walk in here, nobody says to me, these are the kinds of calls you can take and these are the kind of opinions you have to hold. Not one person says that to me. So I'm under no coercion from anybody as to what I believe and what I say on the air. And, Brian, I say again, you can believe whatever you want to believe, and you can call this show and you can promote your ideas. But I tell you what, if you want to call this show, you better be honest when you come, when Rhonda K. Moreland or whoever it is at screening calls, be honest about what you want to talk about. If you want to hold Donald Trump to a high standard of ethics, and if you want to hold a guy like me to a high standard, adhere to that standard yourself and tell the truth about why you're calling. Brian, have a great day. 866-660-5759. That lit up the phones. We have callers that want to respond to Brian. You're going to get your chance after the break. I'm going to take it right now so we can come back to you. 866-660-5759. Paul Gleiser sitting in for Mark Davis here on 660 AM The Answer. 9:25, Paul Gleiser sitting in for Mark Davis here at 660 AM The Answer. Brian was right. Donald Trump is selling $59 Bibles, $60 Bibles, under the banner of Make America Pray Again. Okay, fine. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know enough about it. The problem with Brian is everything else that came out of his mouth was pure drivel. And my wife, God bless her, called me during the break. My wife said, interesting, every time you ask him a question, he changed the subject. And that is really what goes on. That's how it always works. It gets very, very emotional. It is not fact-based when you get into things like this. And the Bryans of the world and Amy that called in the first hour, this is how they roll. Ben and Frisco, what do you say?
Hey, these guys are cowards. He said that he didn't have any problems with Trump's policies, so he must not have any problems with Biden's policies since he's voting blue. Because you know it doesn't matter who it is, you vote blue. So he must be happy about the border, the invasion, the trafficking of fentanyl, the trafficking of little children, pedophilia. The wars that Biden's gotten us into or being involved in, the abandonment of Afghanistan and $80 billion worth of military equipment to ISIS and their cohorts. So he picks a side. He picked his side, and I prefer the side of America.
Well, listen, the thing that I get back to, we have an interesting thing here, Ben. First of all, we're getting something we've never had in our lifetimes. We're getting to have a referendum on two presidents who have been president. We have two candidates, both of whom have been president, both of whom have records as president. Joe Biden has his record of 3 years. It'll be four by the time we get to Election Day. And we have Donald Trump's recent 4 years as president. We're not debating what will the next president do. We can look at what presidents have done. Both of them have records as president. Which record do you like better?
You are spot on. And one thing I would also suggest is that for, you know, Donald Trump saying and being caught on tape saying he grabs a woman by her, you know, hoo-ha, and for every one of those, Joe has probably sniffed 50 little children.
Listen, you know, and you know what? I defended when that came out. First of all, the timing of it was so specious. You know, NBC had had that for years. They sat on it and waited until it was a propitious time for them to drop it. That was clearly intended to influence the election. And number two, Ben, I'm not proud of it. I'm sure you're not proud of it. Most men aren't proud of it. But, you know, you get guys together by themselves, some locker room talk emerges that's probably not us being our best selves. And when you're saying those things, when you think you're talking in private, it's completely unfair and not right that you've been effectively eavesdropped on. How many conversations have you engaged in, Ben, that you would never want to have be made public?
I was in the Army, so I'll just leave it at that.
There you go. Sometimes guys aren't, you know, we guys don't behave as well as we should. That's why we marry beautiful women like my wife, who keep us under control. And that if NBC was truly incensed by that, they should have released it when they had it instead of timing it to impact the election. Ben, I appreciate your call. 866-660-5759. We have a full board of calls. If you're on hold right there, please stay, because I want to hear from you. I want to hear your reaction to Brian. Stay with us through the news at the bottom of the hour, and I will get to you in the next half hour here on 660 AM The Answer. Paul Gleiser sitting in for Mark Davis. You know, Brian's premise that he had to lie about what he wanted to talk about in order to get past producer Rhonda Moreland is so completely flawed. If I could lead off a talk show with a caller like Brian, it would make the job so much easier. Just let him do his thing and then get out of the way and let what happens happens, which is to say, smart people like you call up and start rebutting him. I'm gonna walk out of this studio in about 25 minutes and have to start worrying about what the show's going to be like tomorrow. If I could know that Brian was going to be there, I wouldn't have to worry. Don't have to do any prep. Just let an idiot like that on and then let people call and react, which Kenny is doing right now. Kenny, what say you?
Good morning, Paul. It's always a little spirited when you guest. We enjoy it very much.
Well, thank you.
Well, the reason they don't want to debate anyone on the other side is because none of the facts are on their side.
Correct.
They just name call, and when you call them out, they change the subject. They never allow you to pin them down. Think about it. Name one thing. I didn't agree with everything President Trump did, but name one of his policies that was radical.
None.
Now,
none.
Name one thing the Democrat Party, name one policy that's not radical.
Pretty much the case. You know, Donald Trump was a Reagan-esque president from a policy standpoint. He didn't have Reagan's sunny, likable, avuncular demeanor, but from a policy standpoint, he was a Reagan-esque president.
Exactly right. Our founding fathers were such brilliant men. They established a system where we have 50 separate petri dishes, 50 life ever-evolving experiments going on.
As it was called, laboratories of democracy.
Exactly right. And if you close your eyes and you think about that big red map, blue map they show on a general election night, the entire country, even the bluest of blue states, are mostly red.
Yeah, that's a very good thing you raised, Katie. You can look it up on you can Google county level electoral map. And even the blue states are mostly red, except for densely populated counties that have so many people living there, they take the rest of the state with them.
And look how those Democrats that are running those places for the last 75 years, look how they're doing compared to us.
You know, that's exactly right. You know, if I don't need to get into a philosophical debate over which is better, conservatism or liberalism, just look at the results. Look at Chicago and St. Louis and Detroit and New York. Look at New York is a very, very good laboratory because we had great governance under Rudy Giuliani, who really saved the city from it was in terrible shape when he was elected, and he made it into one of the safest, most enjoyable big cities in the world, and look what's happened to it since.
Yeah, I'll just say one thing. I've told Mark this. It would be a great thing if when we all woke up tomorrow, everyone thought like you and Mark and me, But yeah. I'd be satisfied is when we all woke up tomorrow, everyone would just think, period.
Well, yeah, the thing is, Kenny, I'll take exception to what you said to this degree. People like Brian force people like you and me and Mark to distill and refine our thoughts.
Yeah, we're deplorables. What do we know?
Yeah, of course we're deplorables. Kenny, I appreciate your call. You have a great day. Thanks for calling. 866-660-5759. In Rockwell, it's Paul, namesake. You're next on the Mark Davis Show. What about you, Paul?
Hey, how you doing today, Paul?
I'm good, man.
Great to hear you on here, man. Great to hear you standing up for America, for MAGA, and for the people that want to see this country turn around and do like it's supposed to. I'll tell you something I see in these people that call in and come up with these crazy things that they're Trump haters, that's for sure. But Trump broke them. He broke them. And, they have TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. They can't even open their eyes to see past Trump, to see what happened under Trump's time in the presidency. Don't look at the man. Look at the things that he did, you know. And if you can't hold that to a standard, what can you hold?
Well, listen, here's the problem. Here's why they are so determined to, as you say, break him. They have nothing to run on. They don't have anything they can point to and say, there's a success. The border is a disaster. A majority of Americans, if it's a majority, it has to include Democrats. A majority of Americans believe that the border is a catastrophe that is that is damaging the country. The majority of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. People are putting groceries on their credit cards, not for the convenience of checking out with a credit card, but because they need to borrow the money in order to pay for their groceries.
Yeah. Exactly.
So,
you know, I seen a neat deal that said there's more jobs now than ever before. And the little cartoon said, yeah, this girl said, yeah, I've got three of them and still can't pay my bills.
this is true. You know, and I took exception and will continue to be critical of Trump's first term because I don't think he was as aggressive on spending as I would like for him to have been.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
And I take exception to Trump's first term because I think that it would have behooved the country if somebody would address the fact that Social Security and Medicare are going to very soon run out of money. Something has to be done about those programs because they're going to bankrupt us, and he didn't do that. I'm critical of him for that. Go down the rest of the list, you know. And I said, I can't. There's not a hair out of place for me.
I understand. I'm critical of him about some things like that, but I also have to see that for how many years he was in there, he was continually fighting the Democrats and everything they were throwing at him.
Well, first of all,
all the things that were going on.
You know, he has said, and I agree with him, that no president should have to be subject to what he has been subjected to.
That is not Democrat or Republican.
No, and I would be. I've said this. I haven't said it on the air this week. But if the Department of Justice or a state attorney general from a red state were going after Joe Biden or any Democrat in the same way that Letitia James has gone after Donald Trump,
yeah.
I promise you I'm principled enough to say that is wrong.
Yes, it is wrong. When you're trying to find a crime to put on somebody that hasn't committed a crime. And you just make one up.
Well, show me the man, I'll find you the crime.
Yeah,
that was Stalin's state police director that said that.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
So I'll take a principled stand here. I want the game to be played by the rules.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to win by cheating. I don't want to be cheated against. No. I don't want to be a cheater. I want to play the game by the rules. I want my ideas. I want what I believe to prevail in the marketplace of political ideas. That's how I want to win. I don't want to win any other way.
One more thing I'd like to say before you go. I'd like to see one thing. I know it ain't going to happen. I would like to see Biden debate Trump.
You know, I don't think that will happen. Listen.
I don't either, but I would love to see it.
I know, I'd love to see it, except, you know, let me tell you how it would play out. Biden would be so, I think Biden is so diminished and his capacity is so depleted that Trump would be criticized for bullying him.
He probably would be.
Because it would be so lopsided because, you know, Trump can form his thoughts, can keep his thoughts together and can argue his corner, and I don't think Joe Biden can, and that's the reason they keep him away
from
a microphone.
Trump don't need a teleprompter. He can come off the cuff at any time about anything.
And the thing is, Joe Biden, even with a teleprompter, can't land it.
No, he can't follow it. And, you know, like the reporter Trump told the other day, he was asking about his finances, what he might do. Trump said, I might do that, but it's not none of your business, but yeah, I might do that.
And so something people have forgotten about Donald Trump, which is a direct, stark contrast to Joe Biden. Donald Trump made himself available more to the press than his two predecessors combined. Every time he went to Marine One or came back from Marine One on the South Lawn, he stopped and talked to members of the media. He was amazingly available to the media.
He would even go up in the press room, just bust up in there and start making cry.
The man is not a saint.
He's not a saint.
He ain't the devil. He's not. His behavior is boorish at times. Yeah. I will not debate that. I will go to my grave believing that if he had taken Mike Pence's advice in the wake of the 2020 election and all of that went on, I believe the pivotal point was the Supreme Court refusing to hear the case that the state of Texas brought that 18 other states joined.
Right.
When the Supreme Court declined that case, the election was over. And so accept that and live to fight another day. And I was in the room. I was actually standing physically in the room when Mike Pence said this at an event where I was. I was there in the room. Mike Pence said that he encouraged the president, Donald Trump, to concede the election, leave office gracefully, and go on a multi-state victory tour. Telling the American people what was accomplished during his presidency, so as to tee up this campaign that we're in now. And I think it'd be a blow. I think it'd be a total blowout by now.
Yeah, because you're just boxing the wind when you know there's nothing there. Nobody's. It's over. You know, and it's. You got to accept some things that's over, but you know what? You don't have to end it there. You can go on out there and do what you said, you know, raise the standard that, hey, here's what I did. Wait, you see what he's going to do, you know? And I think he would have been better off if he did that. But one thing I'm going to say before I go is go Rangers.
Listen, you're the first one to get to the bonus question. You're going to go to a game or games this year?
I want to go games. Yes, I do. I really do. But I don't think I could even get in this first game.
No, you're not going to get in the opening day. You're not going to get into. But there'll be plenty of games this season you can get into.
Oh, yes, sir. I do want to go. I do want to go see them champions.
Yeah, listen.
Really,
isn't it amazing that we finally got a championship out of our baseball team after
I love it.
Decades.
You know, I used to go to Turnpike Stadium and watch them play.
Yeah.
When I was young. And, man.
There's a lot of bad baseball you watched in that stadium.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot of bad baseball.
Why are we even playing baseball?
Yeah, listen, and God bless Bruce Bochy. If he doesn't look like a baseball manager, if you get from Central Casting, I don't know who would.
He looks like the 1800s come out there.
And he sounds like that actor, whatever his name was in Major League, that played the manager. What was it? He's now deceased. That's a hell of a good idea.
He got that voice.
It's just great. A lot of fun, and it's so much fun, more fun when they win. And I hope they can. It's hard to defend a title, but I wish the Texas Rangers the absolute very best because it's just nice having a winner back in town.
Well, you know the Astros done it. Why can't the Rangers? You know?
Yeah, and the Rangers did it without banging on trash can lids.
That's right. That's right. Exactly.
So they didn't have to bang on trash can lids to win. The Rangers kind of did it. Well, like I just said, they played it straight and won. Hey, Paul, I appreciate your call.
Thank you. Have a good day, Paul.
You too. And listen, I love calls like that. And Brian, let me tell you something. Brian and Amy, let me tell you something. Some talk show etiquette here. Number one, you can't drop an F-bomb. And the minute you do, you're off the air, you're done. You and everything you set up to that is rendered moot. If you can't make your point without resorting to profanity, you can't call a talk show like this, because we simply don't put up with that. We don't put up with it, for number one, because we can get in trouble for letting it on the air. And number two, it's just not the sort of thing you want on the air in the first place. We wouldn't put it on the air even if we wouldn't get in trouble. So you can't drop F-bombs and expect to have yourself taken seriously going to call a show like this. Number two, talk show etiquette. If you want to get on the air, tell the truth about what you want to talk about. We'll take your call. Brian, we would have taken your call if you had told the truth about what you wanted to talk about. And I would have said to Rhonda, absolutely, put him at the top of the list. You don't have to lie. And if you start your conversation off with a lie, if you get in the door on a lie, nothing you say after you've told the lie will be taken seriously. You're welcome to call the show. You're welcome to talk about what you want to talk about. But be straight and be honest about what you want to talk about if you want to get on the air and be taken seriously. Just some little talk show tips from a guy sitting here, done a few talk shows in his day. That's how it works. And tomorrow we'll start off with that same set of rules, because I'm filling in for Mark tomorrow. Filling in for Mark tomorrow. It's Paul Gleiser sitting in for Mark Davis here at 6:60 a.m. The Answer. Back to wrap it up after this. Well, to put a button on the 3 hours of the Mark Davis Show with Paul Gleiser filling in, let me say this. Started the show off talking about the fact that Ronna McDaniel had gotten fired by MSNBC 10 minutes after she got hired because the children in the daycare center at MSNBC couldn't stand to have their narrative challenged by even Ronna McDaniel, who's not the most rock-ribbed conservative you've ever met. What we have here in 2024 is not Democrat versus Republican. It's not liberal versus conservative. It's elites versus the folks. And Donald Trump exposed the fact. The reason they are so upset is Donald Trump exposed the fact the elites over the past 30 years from both parties have given us $34 trillion in national debt, debilitating costly foreign wars, a near complete breakdown in public education, decaying cities, a wide open southern border, rampant crime, a couple of near economic collapses, and now inflation. All the while, the folks, you and me, those of us who work hard, make a good living, pay our taxes, educate our kids, keep a roof over our heads, and try to provide for our elder years in some level of grace. Us, the folks, we've had a time of it. Except for an all too brief but altogether wonderful interlude during the last 3 years of the Trump presidency, middle class incomes in America have failed to outpace inflation, and aggregate American wealth has declined. And that's really, when you boil it all down, what a guy like Donald Trump is running on. He's running on the fact that the folks like you and me have gotten screwed over by people from both parties, people that we've elected. It's not just the Democrats. It's not just the Republicans. It's this tiny cabal of people who've amassed an enormous amount of power and an enormous amount of wealth, who have exerted control over the government for the past 30 years and have largely made a hash of it. That's what's really on the ballot in 2024. Love to talk to you about that tomorrow. We'll pick it up where we left off. I'll be here for filling in for Mark tomorrow. Mark will be back on Monday. You go have a great day. Thank you, everybody, for calling. Thank you, Amy and Brian, for being the catalyst for some good conversation. Thank you, Rhonda, for defending the integrity of the talk show. Thank you, Matt. Thank you for listening. Go make it a great day.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.